Unit 1. Landmarks. Page 12. Exercise C. FCE Part 2. You will hear a radio program in which a tour guide is being interviewed about the Eiffel Tower. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
We all know that the Eiffel Tower is one of the most famous landmarks in the world. It's a very impressive structure, though some say that its shape is quite strange.
Yes, well, in fact, even before it was built back in 1889, there were people who didn't like it. 300 famous people sent a petition to the municipality of Paris. They were demanding that the tower not be built. They called it useless and ugly. They also claimed that it would fall down and collapse. I suppose you can't blame them for being frightened. It's 300 metres high. That's much higher than any other building that had ever been built at the time. It was the tallest building in the world for many years, as a matter of fact. Well, in any case, it was meant to be temporary and it was going to be torn down after a while.
Tear down the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. The tower was designed and built for the 1889 World's Fair by the French engineer Alexandre Gustave Eiffel. It was never meant to stay there permanently. And you know, the only reason they didn't tear it down was because of the tower's height. It was the tallest thing around, so they started using it as a telegraph antenna.
And it's a good thing they did. I can't imagine Paris without the Eiffel Tower. Millions have stood at the top admiring the breathtaking view of the city.
You know, a lot of people have been inspired by this tower to do things other than just look at the view, things you and I would never think of. For instance, there was a pilot a long time ago in 1926. He had an idea of trying to fly his plane not over the tower like a normal person, but actually under it, right between its legs. You have to have good aim for that, I suppose. In any case, he was blinded by the sun and he crashed.
Oh, how awful. I suppose that was a lesson for anyone with similar ideas.
Oh, no, not at all. Then there was a student who decided to climb the tower, but he didn't want to use the stairs. He actually scaled it from the outside, like he was going up a mountain. Can you imagine? Oh, and people have parachuted off the top. And speaking of extreme sports, the tower was also the place where bungee jumping first got famous. A man from New Zealand, Hackett his name was. Anyway, Hackett wanted to let people know about his sport. So what he did was, he sneaked up to the top in the dead of night, right past the guards, and then the next morning he bungeed off in front of a huge crowd of people. Actually, he was arrested when he came down because it was illegal to do this. But that only helped him. It gave him even more publicity. And bungee jumping really took off as a sport.
Thanks for giving us another angle on this famous Parisian attraction.